Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
Wherever you are, Father, we give you all the glory. Father, we give you all the praise. Father, we thank you for what you're doing, and even what you're doing in this fourth service. Your name alone is exalted. Your name alone is magnified. We thank you for what you've been doing from the first service up to this fourth one. Oh, how we glory in your presence. How we glory and we rejoice in your grace. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, speak to our hearts, for in your word we are refreshed, in your word we are strengthened, in your word we are enlightened, in your word we are empowered, in your word we are propelled, and we take delivery of our glorious inheritance. Among the saints and the light, we give you praise. Speak specifically to us. And alongside your word, let there be such impartations of your spirit. Let there be such communications of your grace. Lord, let there be releases of blessings here. I give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big mighty praise. Come on, let's do that mighty. And have your seat in God's presence. Welcome everyone by your side. Shake their hands. Make sure no one by your side remains a stranger. Praise the Lord. Ushers, can you get some people from the back and fill up those places? Thank you so much as you obey the ushers. I'm going to go straight because of time into what we have. This service and the fourth service. Tell your neighbor keys. Can I have you? Do you have your mouth here today? Say keys. To maximizing prophetic Kairos seasons. Shout it louder again. Say keys to maximizing prophetic Kairos seasons. Keys to maximizing prophetic Kairos seasons. Very, very important. And we are going to begin to speak about them. We are so blessed to be the ones here to hear what God is saying in this moment. Praise the Lord. Number one, be constantly prepared. Be constantly prepared. Be constantly prepared. Tell your neighbor, be constantly prepared. That's the first key. If you want to maximize your prophetic Kairos season, be constantly prepared. Remember that we told us that a prophetic Kairos season is an open window of opportunity. A divine opening that comes through the prophetic word. But I want to show you that nothing just happens. That window of opportunity is not just an erratic God just decides. It's a window of opportunity that opens up for prepared people. So the scripture says, pray and watch. Be watchful. Very, very important. I need you to pay attention. And if you can, write this down. What determines and facilitates the prophetic Kairos season is what we do with the Chronos. What determines and facilitates our prophetic Kairos season is what we do with the Chronos. If you know, the Chronos is time as a measurable resource. Time in quantitative characteristics. What we do with our hours. What we do with our days. What we do with our weeks. What we do with our months. What we do with our years. So each day that passes by. How many of you remember the story? We've used that a lot in this series. Of the man that was at the bull of Bethesda. You remember that? Did you notice that that man had been there for a long time, but didn't give up? And every time he tried to get into the pool, after the angel had stirred up the water, somebody else would enter, but he still stayed there expecting. Never gave up. He was right there preparing that one day it will happen when Jesus met him. If he had given up and left there, the day of his visitation, he would not have met it. I want you to listen. This is very important. This is very important. So how you use your normal days and how you use your normal time, your day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month time, how you use it, what you do in times when there is no big opportunity, where there is no big opening, when there is no due season, determines your expectation of harvest in your Kairos. That's what will determine it. Now, I want you to listen. This is very important. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Put it on the screen for me. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I would like you to hold that neighbor by your side. And I would like you to read that scripture to your neighbor and read it out loud. One, two, go. Nor riches to men on. But what? Everybody say time and chance. Somebody say Chronos, time, and Kairos, opportunities, happens to every man. So you woke up this morning, how many hours did God give you today, Sunday? Talk to me. Ask your neighbor, how many hours? How many hours do you have today? God has brought us into a new week. How many of you are going to have 3 days in a week? And some people 5 days in a week. Everybody going to have 7 days in a week. I'm asking. I need you. Let's communicate. Let's converse. Is that right? So, first of all, time happens to every man. Every man on earth, if you lived for 80 years, another man lived for 80 years, you bring 20 people that are 80 years of age, born on the same day, the same time happened to them all. Every man has the same 24 hours a day. Every man has the same 7 days a week. Every man has the same 12 months in a year. Every man. Time. Now watch this. Time and chance. Chance means proper opportunities. Openings. You know, on Wednesday we worked on this. In context, it was talking about, you know, people will even have bad lucks. People will even have tragedy. We talked about natural kairos. But here I'm using it revelationally to talk about prophetic kairos. Everybody has opportunities. Every man. When you see a man that after some years in his life, he still stays in the same level. Sometimes you even notice he's hardworking. He's trying, but he never moves. What you're seeing is a man who lost and missed his kairos. That's what you're seeing. Give me the New Living Translation of that scripture. Fast, please. New Living Translation of that scripture. Hold that neighbor. Call him by his or her name if you can remember. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. And read to that neighbor, want to go. I have observed something under the sun. The fastest runner does not always win the race. The strongest warrior does not always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry. And the skillful are not. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by what? It is all decided by what? And I told you that chance opportunity there means what? Kairos. By being at the Lord told me, he said, like the wise virgins, you will always be in the right place at the right time if I'll find you prepared all the time. He said, the prepared place is always the right place to be. Always be prepared. There are people that if you tell them, tomorrow you're going to have an interview by 10 o'clock in the morning, I've spoken to who and who, and they're going to give you a fair share. Just make sure you're good. Are you hearing me? Put on your best. Be on your best. I've gotten you a flight ticket. Make sure you're at the airport. Your flight is going to leave by 7. And tomorrow you'll be at Abuja or Lagos for the interview. If you tell them now, they're in trouble. Number one, they don't have the clothes to get there. They are not prepared. Number two, as they are getting there, oh God, oh, they're not. In the place that they are believing God for a job. But there are people that if you tell that now, they'll start shouting, that's it. You know why? They've been preparing for the moment. They've bought different clothes. They have it there. They're saying, the day I'm going to this interview, they don't know when it will be. That's the clothes I'm going to wear. They know how to dress for the job. They've been preparing. They've been reading up. They've been preparing for that opportunity. They've been making researches. They've been talking to those in the kind of office that they want to occupy. They've been working very hard. Nobody is seeing them. See, let me tell you something about quantum leaps. Quantum leaps is not something that happens randomly to people. Quantum leaps is a ripe opportunity for prepared people. The point is, the opportunity will come to all. Time and chance happens to all. God will always give people opportunity. But only those who are prepared take advantage of it. So, you want to maximize your Kairos season. Check what you're doing with your Chronos. The days when nobody is watching you. The days where there is nothing at stake. The days where there is no demand of what must happen. The days, I always say, the secret to great success in life is not doing great things. It's doing little things in a great way. Doing little things in a great way. Staying prepared. Getting yourself ready. Standing in your room before that mirror. And you're talking and you're dreaming, you're before those interviewers. Standing and you're using your comb as a mic. And you're talking inside your room as if you're talking to 50,000 people. And you're talking to them. And you're doing whatever, making those presentations, preaching to massive people. And yet, it's only in the spirit you can see them. You're preparing. You're writing books. Nobody's yet publishing and nobody's ready to read, but you're writing them. You're going through them even again. Until one day, the chance comes. Opportunities only favors the prepared. Let me say that again. Opportunities only favors the prepared. When the opportunity comes, it's now late to be prepared. You need to always be prepared. Who is getting it? Are you sure you're getting it? Proverbs chapter 20 verse 4. Give me the NIV of it. A sluggard does not plow in season. So at Chronos, due season, harvest. At Kairos, sorry. Kairos is always a harvest season. At harvest time, he looks but finds nothing. So this year is for prepared people. And if you're lagging behind and you're not prepared for what you're expecting, for what you're praying for, hey, have a sense of urgency. Walk triple more times than others with a sense of urgency, knowing that you've not been ready. You've wasted time in the past. What I'm going to ask you now is that miracle you've been praying for, are you prepared for it? Go and start buying your baby things. Go and start reading on how to be a praying husband and how to be a praying wife, on how to be a good father. Start reading on parenting. Start reading on what it means to have a good marriage, and you've not yet seen the person and you're preparing. Start planning what your home will be. Start preparing for it now. What you're praying for, what you're expecting, what you're desiring, are you preparing for it? Don't let opportunity ever meet you and you're not prepared. Be constantly prepared. Be constantly prepared. I tell my pastors, I said, if I call you while I'm in a service and say, go and minister, all you need is, Father, I thank you for this opportunity, and I receive grace, and I receive utterance to speak your word as I ought. Thank you, because you always hear me. Thank you for giving me a tongue of the learned. May I minister in the capacity of grace. Thank you for unction to function in this moment. I give you praise. And you go. 1 minute, that's all. You step up and you pour out your heart. If you tell me, Pastor, you didn't tell me on time and I'm not supposed to be prepared. You are supposed to be prepared in season and out of season. You don't wait for an opportunity to be prepared. You were supposed to have meditated on God's word last night. You were supposed to have meditated on God's word today. There has to have been things that have been going through your mind, the workings of the Lord, in such a way that when you stand up here, you have a point or two to give. And from the blessing of the dealings of the Lord within your heart, God will release graces to touch lives. Stay constantly prepared. You don't have capital, but do you have contacts? Stay prepared. If somebody comes now and gives you a contract, do you have the contacts of the right people? Have you even talked to them? You know, a few years ago, I started a company. In that company, one of the things we did was to look around at all the vendors that are necessary for us to execute what we do. And we did it extensively. And you know what we did? I brought up the guys and the ladies that were working with me. And we went and made contacts, pre-arrangements, deals, signed it. If we bring this business to you, you give us this percentage, we give you this percentage. These are the terms. If we bring this business to you, you must deliver. And then we came up with, I had what I do in everything I do. I call it crisis anticipation. So we walk and anticipated all the issues we may have. What if this vendor is busy? What if this vendor is busy? We'll propose what the solution should be. Then we should have multiple vendors at this, at that. And then we'll have this. And then we worked on all of those things. That was before any business came. I don't have a shop, but do you have a contact? Are you prepared? If I call you now and say, deliver my job tomorrow, do you have people you've already made deals with that you'll be able to deliver this job right now? You're just a click away, a phone call away. Or it will not be the time you start looking for who has. Look at the NLT of that. Or give me the NLT of that scripture. I want you to hold your neighbor. Read it to your neighbor. One, to go. I'm not hearing you. We're not. You can dance. Shout amen from now till tomorrow. The blessing will be hanging, waiting until you have sense. You get that now? Nothing just. So we need to be teaching you these things, because we release prophetic words, we prophesy, we release, and God works miracles. And I don't want you to be caught in the deceit of religion, where you think that the miracles of God just happens and I have no responsibility to it. There is a responsibility. Jesus said, hey, it's easy. It's light, but there are burdens, but it's light. There is a yoke. There are responsibilities. So when we look at Jesus, what was Jesus doing before age 30? When he now had to go at the proper time, the appointed time by the Father, when it was declared, you are now my heroes, today I have begotten you,
this is my beloved son. And then his ministry begins. When he was even now permitted, driven by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by what? By the devil. And the Bible says after 40 days of fasting, he came down in the power of the Spirit. And his fame spread abroad. What happened from that time he was born? Up to, in fact, I told you about the age 12 when he went to the temple. From that age 12 to age 30, that was his chronos. Waiting for that day on Jordan River. What was he doing with his chronos? Let's see. Luke chapter 2. Verse 51 and 52. Hold that neighbor by your side. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Read. Let's see what Jesus was doing. Want to go? Then he returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. And his mother stored all these things in her. Get me back to New King James. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. He submitted to being trained, became obedient. Sit down, he sat down. Stand up, he stood up. I always say to leaders, everywhere I train leaders, I say only the trained and the tested should you trust with value. Never trust who you have not trained and whom you have not tested. You only entrust value into the hands of men you have trained and trusted. If you don't have time to be trained, I don't have heart to trust you. Anybody that hates training cannot be trusted. Anybody that don't like to be trained should not be trusted. Jesus, the Son of God, submitted himself to being trained. To being trained. The mother kept all these things, whatever was happening, the fact that this child growing up in front of her is the Son of God. God himself. Look at verse 52. Hold that neighbor and read to that neighbor. I want your neighbor to hear it. Shout it so high. So you see what happens within. In the time of waiting, when you're waiting, your chronos, what should you be doing? When there is nothing dramatic, nothing epic, nothing glorious, nothing historic, nothing significant, just Monday, tomorrow. What am I going to do with my Monday? Just another Tuesday, tomorrow. What should I be doing with my Tuesday? There is no big opportunity. A kairos has not opened. What should I be doing? Let's see what Jesus was doing. Everybody read. Want to go? So somebody say, increase in wisdom. That means for you to increase in wisdom, you have to increase in knowledge and understanding. And then you practice what you know. You practice what you know. You develop skill. Wisdom is godly skill. So he kept learning and kept practicing. How you acquire wisdom is by learning and practicing what you learn. You learn, you practice. The more you practice, the more you understand how things work. He increased in wisdom. Then he increased in stature, capacity. Can you handle the level of blessing you're praying for? Can you handle it? I remember when I was praying, Lord, oh Father, you've blessed us. You've blessed us. The church has grown to over 500 people. Lord, I want to see. Your word says the least 1,000. I want to see 1,000 persons. And the Lord said, can you handle 1,000? He asked, you want 3,000, can you handle it? Do you know what comes with it? You're a pastor, you want to have church all over the world. Can you handle it? That's multiplied heartbreaks, multiplied betrayals, multiplied. You will see all sorts of things. Can you handle it? Just a little that you hear somebody said something about you, you're raising hell. Scattered, you've messed up your whole day. You've called this person, I don't like how people lie about. Suddenly, for the next 3 weeks, you're in a web of gossip. Do you know what it means for people to spit on you and you smile? One level is forgive them. The second level is you don't notice. You just face front and you keep moving. There is nothing to forgive. You were not touched. It doesn't move you. Capacity. Your love tank is full. You have tenacity. You have what it means to stand. You can handle high matters. Is one thing, I want you to listen carefully. Is one thing that you lost 1 million naira in your business and you're trying to recover. Is another thing that you lost 100 billion. And when you get to that level, sometimes you lose 100 billion. Elon Musk got into politics, very active. In a few weeks, his assets went down. He lost about $130 billion. Billion, not million. He lost 100 because the Democrats and the leftists are attacking his businesses. They are canceling him and they want to run him down. Can you handle losing $130 billion? Not naira. And he's not backing down. He's not backing down. He's tough. He's standing and he's doing what he wants to do. And he doesn't care. Increase in favor with God. Anointing. That you can raise your voice. Your faith and your walk with God is secure. You raise your voice and heaven opens and heaven moves. Increase in favor with men, relationships. You want a good marriage, but you can't stand your roommate. Who will your spouse be? Everybody, you have a problem with them, but you're going to have in-laws. And sometimes your in-laws will have to stay in your house. Pastor, no, I can't take that. You can't take that? Wave your hands. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Lord, give me members. If the Lord tells you to do 30 days all night praying for them, the enemy wants to destroy their lives. Pray for them, can you? Oh, you want? So, see the secret. Those who are prepared are those who are ready to take the opportunities when it comes. So, if Jesus lived prepared, preparing himself for the appointed time, this is my word to you today. Live prepared. Live in such a manner that when the opportunity knocks, that you wouldn't have to tell yourself, I need to prepare. How many of you got it? Did you get it? That's all I'll give you for today. Give you praise. You want the rest? I'll give it to you on Wednesday. I'll give the rest to you on Wednesday. Stand on your feet. So to whet your appetite for Wednesday, write number 2. Be vigilantly watchful. be vigilantly watchful. We told you to write number one, be constantly prepared. Number two is be vigilantly watchful. As you're prepared, be watchful. We'll talk about that on Wednesday. Were you blessed today? Give God a mighty praise again. Hallelujah. When are you supposed to be prepared for your big opportunity? Just lift your hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've done here today. We honor you for your grace, for your anointing, for the move of your spirit. And I release that impartations of grace upon everyone here, not to lose heart, not to faint, not to grow weary, but to avail themselves effectively, every one of us, that we may avail ourselves effectively to the trainings of the Spirit, to stay constantly prepared, to use our chronos every day of our lives wisely, circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise men in Christ Jesus. From this day, you will never again waste a day of your life because you feel like it doesn't count. From this day, may your heart gain wisdom to know that the day that doesn't count is the raw material you use to prepare for the day that will count. May you learn to value time and to use time to your advantage in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that grace to function in that level of wisdom now in Jesus' name. Everybody who believes and receives, shout your loudest, amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.